This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is reacting to a New York Times opinion piece that criticizes President Donald Trump as members of the U.S. Senate look at what's next. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz had this when asked about the op-ed the New York Times says was written by a senior Trump administration official.
I read it. I don't know who wrote it.
Democrats are emboldened. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
This is not a warning from a liberal Democrat. This is a warning from someone who Donald Trump hired to work in the White House.
Delaware's Chris Coons didn't dodge a question about impeachment.
We need to be acting in a bipartisan way, in a measured and thoughtful way, to restrain excesses by the president.
In the article, the writer talks of a resistance effort from within to President Trump's amorality and impetuous leadership style, and to do what's right even when Donald Trump won't. Tim McGuire, Washington.
20 explosions have been reported outside a sports hall in the west of the Afghan capital, Kabul, Wednesday. Reuters Ed Giles reports.
At least 20 people died in Kabul on Wednesday when a suicide bomber and then a car bomb detonated outside a sports club. The attack happened in the city's west, in an area home to members of the mainly Shiite Hazara minority. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but Hazaras have been targeted in the past by Sunni militants of Islamic State. Most of those killed appear to have died in the second bombing that happened after journalists and rescue workers arrived at the site. A journalist and cameraman working for Afghanistan's largest broadcaster were among the dead.
Reuters Ed Giles. After spending 12 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh returned Thursday for another round of questioning as senators decide whether to support his bid to become the ninth member on the nation's highest court. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Foster Klug reports that the head of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has reached out indirectly to President Trump through South Korea with new hopes for a peace deal.
I think he is trying to say he's committed to denuclearization. He wants to work with Trump, but he is also signaling some frustration over the skepticism, and there are things that he wants. An official declaration that the Korean War is over, which means a peace treaty, but the United States has so far been skeptical and has demanded him to move first with more concrete signs that he's going to disarm.
AP correspondent Foster Klug. At least seven people have been confirmed dead as a result of Thursday's powerful 6.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Japan's northern Hokkaido Island. AP correspondent Mari Yamaguchi reports rescuers were rushing to free survivors after the quake.
Rescue workers were trying to save survivors after the earthquake hit southern Hokkaido, which is the northernmost main island of Japan. Government officials say about 30 people were still unaccounted for hours after the earthquake struck.
Mari Yamaguchi with the AP. India's top court unanimously voted to end a colonial-era ban on homosexual sex on Thursday. Michelle Hennessy reports.
The South Asia director for Human Rights Watch thanked them for braving the worst sort of prejudice, tweeting that it's a good day for human rights. The five judges on the case have previously said India's LGBT community face deep-rooted trauma and live in fear. They added Thursday that any relations between two consenting adults cannot be unconstitutional. But it'll face tough opposition, including from within the ruling BJP party. Prominent lawmaker Subramanian Swamy said earlier this year that homosexuality was, quote, unnatural and against Hindu nationalism. But the government has promised to uphold the Supreme Court's ruling.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Britain, France, Germany, Canada, and the United States pledged Thursday to work to disrupt the hostile activities of foreign intelligence networks and called on Russia to disclose its nerve agent program. In a joint statement, the other four countries said that they backed Britain's assessment that Russian officers were behind an attack in March on a former Russian spy and his daughter in the English city of Salisbury using nerve agent Novichok. Britain charged two Russians in absentia on Wednesday with attempted murder. And the United States and India took a major step to expand defense ties Thursday, signing a deal that allows India to acquire high-end U.S. weaponry, including armed drones. The agreement was signed during a meeting in New Delhi among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and their Indian counterparts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.